Hello, this is special message number one to Brick about evolution, presented by Faith and Reason Ministries with John D. Callahan. First issue I'd like to raise is the fossil record. Actually, it is quite extensive and there are many transitional forms. In particular, Homo erectus, who is almost exactly between ape and man, with a brain case of 1,000 cc's, bipedal, and he lived about a million years ago. More and more transitional forms are being found, but no matter how many are found, the creationists can always say that the resolution is not enough and one did not transform from one to the other. As far as fraud and errors, yes, there have been frauds and errors in science and the fossil record, but you don't give up on science because of this, just as you don't give up on Christianity because some preacher may have committed a fraud. As far as the biochemical argument, again, at the biochemical level and at the molecular and atomic level, things are extremely complex, and it isn't really realistic to say that evolution did not occur based on those arguments. A very simple common sense argument, which is accepted by most scientists. Evolution did occur, and we can see that in the fossil record. And there are other more supporting evidences, such as microevolution, genetics. We know mutations occur. We know that the reproductive rate of most animals is very high, higher than the actual number of animals that exist, and selection is occurring, etc. Those are very basic, obvious elements of evolution, and they were noted actually before Darwin. And Darwin kind of, well, some of them were, and then Darwin kind of put it all together and helped evolution be put on the current track that it has and has been refined now for the last century or so. Now, as far as the nonlinearity in the fossil record, this is no big deal. You would probably expect more nonlinearity than you would expect linearity. And this is because things happen in nature, such as comets hitting the Earth and causing mass extinctions, the transition from cellular to multicellular animals. At that transition, you would expect more variability in animals as nature was experimenting, and that's what you see. So the Cambrian explosion and so forth, those are really not very valid arguments against evolution. As far as the second law of thermodynamics, it's a principle of physics which simply says as work is transformed from one form to the other and work is done, you lose a certain amount of the energy into useless heat. For example, when you drive your car, chemical energy is being transformed into mechanical energy as the wheels turn. In that process, a certain amount of energy is transformed into useless heat as the cylinders move up and down and the gasoline is ignited in the cylinders. And the whole universe is working like that in a sense. It has a certain amount of energy that is flowing from one form to the other. It's all being converted and work is being done. And in that process, a certain amount of heat is being generated in each process. And eventually, the universe is going to cool down, so to speak, as energy is being transformed from one form to the other and turned into heat. And entropy is increasing in that sense, and it's coupled with a decrease in complexity, because as the universe winds down, stars will become cold, there won't be any life, and things will be simpler as it cools down. But during the time that energy is being transformed from one form to the other, you can have work, you can have complexity increasing, and we see that all around us. We see complex systems that exist and transform. So that's all is a very basic law of physics. We also see it in microevolution. I mean, well, if the second law of thermodynamics were valid, or if the creationist argument of the second law of thermodynamics were valid, then you wouldn't see microevolution. But even creationists admit that microevolution occurs. You know, it's very obvious. It occurs in nature. Matter of fact, tusksless elephants are evolving right now in Africa due to poachers. And it occurs in the laboratory. This also brings up an N plus 1 argument. If it occurs from one state to the other, I mean over a short period of time, well, it can occur on the next period of time and so forth. You add up all those little periods and you have evolution. Again, it's just common sense. Don't be taken back, by the way, by many complex scientific arguments that may be thrown at you that are trying to refute evolution. You can back up evolution with common sense, and obviously there are many scientific arguments in favor of evolution, and I would invite you to look at the link that I have given in the notification of this radio message, also by another Christian theistic evolutionist. He has many links to scientific support of evolution. I would invite you to go over and look at those, also to do some research on the internet. Again, the site that I highly recommend is www.theistic-evolution.com. Also, it is a very valid logical argument to appeal to valid authority. One cannot ignore that the vast number of universities and schools across the country, including many Christian colleges and universities and schools, teach evolution. Also, the Presbyterian Church's official position on evolution is to be open to the science, and that is one of the reasons that you do not find creationist nonsense type books in Hollywood Presbyterian's library. Take care. God bless.